Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Live here at My Hearing Centers, 801-438-7058. That's 801-438-7058. A lot of people wanting to know what name they're going to hear when the Jazz pick. Will it be a 30? Will it be higher? Will it be lower? It's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out for sure. David Locke's going to join us coming up here in just a moment, get his thoughts on what could happen tonight for the Jazz.
Do we have a best case and worst case? I do people just rely on this? Like, I'm wondering if they see the Jazz move off this 30 so they don't have any type of guarantee, are they going to be, like, distraught that there wasn't a pick or if it's sold for cash or?
I think if you have, let's say, like a 14 to 17 pick, obviously if it's a top 10 pick, people are going to get sideways. But when it's a 30, I think – your average Jazz fan is going to realize the chances of you finding a difference maker that will help you next year in your hope of winning an NBA title is next to nil. I mean, it's just not going to happen. It'll be a developmental player that hopefully will help somewhere down the line, but definitely not next year. And so considering that you want Mike Conley back, by all accounts, it appears that the Jazz are going to do everything they can to bring him back and that that's going to put you deep in the luxury tax. Why would you salary yourself with another guaranteed contract?
That's a good point.
Yeah. David Locke Conversations brought to you by the Murdoch Auto Group right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. David, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. Draft day. Fun day.
It is a fun day.
Busy.
By the way, love all the new stuff on the Locked On Network. The video stuff is really, really impressive. What's going on there? So kudos on that.
Since a good Utah drop to this one, I will mention this for everyone. If you want Chad Ford tonight,
yes,
we are doing a live NBA draft show that will air on Locked On NBA YouTube or any bunch of places on Roku or on Amazon Fire TV. If you actually want to know what those are, feel free to just hit me on Twitter. I'll tell you where to find that. But Locked On NBA YouTube is probably the best, and Chad Ford will be on the desk with a rising star, Rafael Barlow, in the draft world, who I think people will know. This will be the first time you hear his name, and you'll think back, oh, I remember when Locke mentioned that was Scotty and Hans, like he's going to be a star. So we're super excited about on this, and it's a pretty big step. I think I sent you the picture of the of that was like, you know, well, there was a holy another word that I should have put next to my text to you.
And that was my thought when I saw it. So if you are not a gambling man, but if you were, if I were to give you a couple quarters and say, I need you to put money on whether or not the Jazz will be selecting a player at number 30, would you be willing to put any nickels on that?
Yeah, I would go no. The best way for the Jazz to use the 30th pick tonight is to do something with the 30th pick, which maybe relieves some of the financial burden that they're under right now so that they can better build their roster in free agency and as the season develops. You know, this 30th pick could, in theory, be an asset in the future, but it also could be a financial hamstring that limits what you're able to do in the rest of free agency, and then most importantly, what you're able to do at the trade deadline if things are going well. I kind of think you need to build your roster right now and your team in a manner so that you still have the ability at some point during the season to add That would be the approach I would take. Is if you can move a salary or get some future assets, or maybe it's even second round picks that you're going to trade at the trade deadline to bring another player in, the way you did this year, hopefully with more success than you had with Matt Thomas. And I think, you know, that's the way to do it.
Can you sell a 30th pick? And if you can, how much is it worth?
Oh, I think there's a limit, isn't there? Gosh, Hans, I have not updated my knowledge on this rule. I apologize if I'm wrong. My understanding is that you still can only spend like $3 million buying picks and things like that, and there's a limit to how much cash you can put in deals throughout a year, which I think might be five. I'm going to have to check this. So I apologize that I was not prepared for that, but I think those are close. So I think you can, you probably could sell the pick to someone. Just, you know, fine. Like the other thing that's happened, though, is because there's a limit to what you can spend on or how much you can take in, right? So in other words, since you can probably only take in $3 million, which probably has been the case a player, but a salary that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, even your first round pick to somebody second round pick, and so they really have to just get pick for 6.
We're losing David a little bit. We're going to try to reconnect with him and get him on a better connection.
Sorry about that. Let's see
are you there?
Works better if I. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, there
we go. Much better. Signal in that spot. I apologize. I was trying to focus and wasn't just looking at the ocean. Now I'll move outside where my signal's better, where I can look right perfectly at the ocean.
That was a very nice, subtle flex on your part. Well done.
Yes, I will send you a picture when we're done. I don't know where you lost me, but to just simplify it, Hans, the answer to your question is that picks have become generally more expensive than the limit the league has on how much picks are. So what you usually actually do now is you put a player salary you want to move with that pick. So it's a $6, 7, 8, 9, $10 million salary that goes with that pick, because the league rules are that you can only spend somewhere between $3 and $5 million of sending out cash. And so you would take a player for with that money and the 30th pick. I will give an example. I'm not suggesting this is the right idea, but let me just give an example. If Sacramento thinks that they are going to lose Rashawn Holmes to free agency, which I think they are, and they need a starting center, and they have someone they like at 30, they could basically buy our pick, the 30th pick of the draft, along with Derek Favors. Favors thus is an $8-9 million cost. They would actually use him. And you're trading Favors in the 30th pick for a second round pick. It looks like a terrible trade, but what it's really done is now given you financial freedom. And if it gets you under the tax, it actually lets you go have the full mid-level exception as an option. I'm not saying that you would actually spend it, because it would probably put you back over the tax, but at least gives you an option to do that. Right now, we just don't have a lot of options.
Earlier today, Philadelphia acquired New Orleans' 53rd selection for $2 million. So if the 53rd pick is going for $2 million, then those
30 would exceed that.
Yeah, I mean, it was
I hadn't seen that. I apologize. That's one of the most bizarre trades I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Shams had that earlier this morning. 53rd selection for $2 million. So I got to imagine it's like
$2 million. It's like, who is out there that they know is going to be available at 53, that they were scared was going to move between 50, get moved between 53 and 60, and that they couldn't just sign as a free agent?
Well, or is it that they need some ammunition to try to move up?
I guess, but it's like 53 is like a strangely, you know, like, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I just don't know what the value of 53 doesn't seem. I mean, I guess you're in a trade negotiation with someone. They say, well, do you have another second? And you go, so what, and bought us another second. So you get a deal done. The question, I guess, would also be, Daryl Morey's the master at this stuff. So does the second round draft pick have some cap space number that's assigned to it that finishes a deal that they wouldn't have otherwise?
Well, and that's the thing, you know, with the Ben Simmons thing floating around about a trade going down, you know, is this something that precludes, you know, or precedes something, you know, along that line happening tonight?
All right, let's have fun, guys. End of the night, Damian Lillard is where?
Portland.
Yep.
Bradley Beal is where?
I don't know, but I will say not in Washington.
Okay. Buddy Hield is where?
Ooh. Again, I don't know where. I think I don't know where, but I think he's gone.
A lot of Laker talk there. My take on that, by the way, was that the Lakers leaked the Buddy Hield deal to send a message to other teams out there that they're about to pull this deal. So if you have somebody else you want to trade to us or that wants to come to us, you better, and other players and agents.
All right.
I felt like the Lakers leaked that to get the deal, to get that, to move that one.
Is Ben Simmons a 76er by the end of the night?
Probably not. I thought there was a little news story the other day that was interesting that they had not been able to contact Ben Simmons. And I had heard this rumor a few summers ago, or winters ago as well, that there was a summer where he went AWOL on them during the offseason. He wouldn't work out with their – I was literally told a few years ago that Ben Simmons hadn't taken a jump shot the whole offseason. I don't know if this story is true, but that he wouldn't work out. He only worked out with his people and around his people, and that he wouldn't work out with 76ers personnel because he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to work on the things they wanted to work on. So that story that leaked out that Ben Simmons had gone AWOL on the 76ers to me seemed like a really, really big story. It kind of went away quickly, and maybe it didn't get a lot of traction, or maybe it was wrong and I didn't see it get rebuked. And if it did, please tell me, because my digestion of news is not at a peak right now. But I think that that to me, knowing what I'd heard in the past, was like a really big sign that something was seriously off there, that he isn't actually taking the strides to get better. And I would think that frustration would make Philadelphia maybe pull the ripcord on that one. So he might move. I don't know where. I think he's terrific, though, still. If I'm a team and I can make him your center, he's your point guard, he's Draymond Green, I want him. If my roster is built in a manner so that I can have Ben Simmons play the defensive five and the point guard on offense, and I'm going to build my roster and we're going to run and be spread and go and have shooters all around him the way you have shooters all around Draymond Green, I think he will be an MVP candidate.
You know, when you asked where we think Damian Lillard's going to be, I do think he's going to be in Portland, but would it benefit him to move now, or would it be beneficial for the organization and him to part now?
Yeah, I think so. I think they might, you know, the tricky game, right? Like, you know, you're going to be bad when you trade your best player. And so are you really ready to pull the plug on it? But there's also a moment in time here where if you just, the way Neil O'Shea has made roster moves on that team, I just don't know what, if they have enough options. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what they do with Norman Powell. And I just don't know that C.J. McCollum or Yusuf Nurkic or they're in a position which they can make a bunch of moves to get better. And so, like, I always set this standard. Are you one of the top four teams in your conference? That's good enough for me. If you think you have a chance to be one of your top four teams in the conference, that means to me you have a chance. And particularly, I think the league's changing. So is Portland one of the top? This is up to debate. Do you believe that Portland, with a few adjustments, is a top four team in the West?
I don't.
Close?
You could argue. We'll see what the Clippers are without Kawhi Leonard. We'll see what Denver is without Jamal. But I would put
Chris Paul back with Phoenix.
Yeah, and obviously LeBron James healthy.
That doesn't feel that way, by the way. Keep an eye on that. Really strange quote by Robert Sarver yesterday on the radio show, on Gambo's radio show. Really strange quote.
I did pick up on that.
We'll see. They shouldn't actually have to wait to see. I thought that was, and I've heard Chris Paul murmurs all year long.
Yeah.
And there haven't been a lot of murmurs the same way because we weren't all interacting in the same manner. But that one was kind of like,
it was nonchalant.
Like he's on a mercenary tour and he's going to go stop various places along the way to wrap up his career. It's kind of what I was hearing.
But I would go Anthony Davis and LeBron James with the Lakers. You know, I would obviously, I think Utah Jazz, depending on their return. I would say Suns with Booker and Ayton. I just don't hold a lot, especially where we saw Portland healthy. Nurk was on the court. They were healthy. I would not put them in the top four, David, in the West. Would you?
It is interesting because of the Jamal Murray and the Kawhi Leonard injuries, and it's hard to tell what's going on with those two, you know, where those two teams are going to be. The West is really fascinating. I mean, the Lakers are going to pull something off because they're the Lakers, and maybe by the tomorrow they're going to have not have Buddy Hield, but they're going to have Bradley Beal, and then forget about it. I mean, honestly, like, I did a podcast this week on what's a win for the Utah Jazz in this draft is if somebody else just doesn't get dramatically better. Like, I'm just watching nervously tonight. Like, if Golden State trades 7 and 14 or whatever they have and James Wiseman for Bradley Beal, it's like, oh, crap, right? Like, that's – like, the win for the Jazz tonight is if somebody in the West doesn't get dramatically better. Now, free agency, you're not going to be able to avoid it. Someone, a few guys are going to stop in L.A. and they're going to take less money. If DeMar DeRozan doesn't get paid by someone, he's going to go to L.A. and take a small amount of money just to go back home and have that experience. Like, I got it. Like, that's going to be too hard. You can't just hope that doesn't happen. That does happen. But if on draft night we can avoid somebody in the West dramatically changing their roster in a way that just – vaults them a little bit, then what we're talking about here, Hans, is the whole point that, like, Dallas has got a chance to be great next year. Portland has Dame, so they're pretty damn good. We're pretty good. The Clippers are really good, but they don't have Kawhi. Jamal's out there. The Lakers have these two big dogs that are great, but the rest of their roster construction's a little screwy, and I don't know what they're going to do to try to make it better. So I actually think the West is, like, I take the top 7-8 teams and jumble them around and figure it out. Zion continues to get better. Like, maybe New Orleans makes a little jump. Like,
Klay Thompson's healthy.
A different place. Yeah, I mean, Golden State's got to be in this mix if Klay Thompson's right. I have a hard time believing that a player can come off an Achilles tendon and an ACL and be right, but maybe that stroke's just that great. It doesn't matter.
David, you're the best, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, David.
I want to see that picture, too, by the way. Send it over.
All right, I'll send it. It'll hurt me so badly to send something of this nature.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. Mm-hmm. Enjoy paradise, my friend.
See ya. Bye.
All right. David Locke right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Of course, David and all our guests joining us on the Smart Rain Guest Line. July is Smart Irrigation Month. Celebrate the Best of State Award winner, Smart Rain, giving away free controllers to commercial properties until the end of July. Hosting costs not included. Visit smartrain.net or call 877-346-3333 for more information. How do you think this is going to play out tonight? I think the Jazz...
They move that pick. They don't select tonight.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Be interesting. This is, Dennis Lindsay, we've kind of been used to him running a draft room and kind of what to expect from him. This is Justin Zanuck's first night tonight.
There's a better chance that they move that pick to go down than move that pick to go up.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yep. I think you're spot on that.
I don't feel like there is a name that's in that range, at least from what I've read about, what I've watched, people that I've talked to, that is enough that the Jazz will sit there and maybe potentially make a move from 30 to 28 in an attempt to get a guy. Yep. I just haven't seen that name that's stirred that much noise.
Now, remember, the Jazz don't have a ton of ammunition to try to move up because, you know, they're dealing with they just don't have a second-round pick. As of right now, Jazz do not have a second-round pick. So you've got that pick at 30, and that is it right now for the Utah Jazz. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. We're live here at My Hearing Centers. All you have to do is call 801-438-7058. That's 801-438-7058. And Hans, you get a pair of these hearing aids, and you can test them out for 30 days to see if they're right for you.
People need to really take a look at this, and people need to listen to their spouse. People need to listen to family members or listen to themselves. Scotty, I know you keep mentioning it. Like, you and I have been, we've had these headsets on for a lot of years.
Yeah, now. I mean, I've, my you played football, but my professional life since my freshman year of college, I've had a headset on in some way, shape, or form.
And when you put these headsets on, it really just drives high volume into your eardrums, and I can feel it. You know, I'm asking my kids to repeat themselves, and I know I'm probably 5-6 years out from having to come in and get something done so that I can regain that quality of being involved in conversations and not having to ask people to repeat themselves.
Yep.
And the other thing, Matt, what I found, when I'm having to ask people to repeat themselves, I'm feeling anger about having to ask you to speak louder. But it's
and then
them,
I'm like, what did you say?
But it's them that should be upset. Like, hey, go get your ears fixed so you can hear me.
Yeah. Right. Well, that and generally, unfortunately, that's never like a great conversation. I remember having those conversations with my dad, you know, and the last thing you want is your kid to tell you what to do and that you need your hearing checked, you know. And Hans, remind me, you, our listeners, how old are you again?
I am 43.
There you go. So you're young.
44. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm very young.
Yeah, you're young.
You still got a few more days, right?
A few more days.
One, two.
Is it tomorrow?
Two.
2 days.
Yeah. It's Saturday.
Is your birthday Saturday?
It is.
Ooh, look at that.
I'm turning 32.
30. Well, happy 32nd birthday.
But yeah, I do. I still feel very young, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, and so that happens when we're young. And I think because we are young when it starts happening, and, it, you know, if you got your hearing checked today, you probably wouldn't need a hearing aid. You think we're just fine. But then, you know, we hit our 50s and then we're all of a sudden 55 and we have a hearing loss and we just don't realize it because hearing loss happens gradually over time. And most of the time we don't want to think it's happening to us. You know, usually what happens, and this is the people are coming to our office, you know, it's a husband and wife, they come in, there's usually some sort of division that's happened between the two of them. And that's usually because one of them has a hearing loss and they're not able to communicate as well as they used to be able to communicate. I'll let you guys try this at home, but try to smile and yell at somebody at the same time. It's actually physically impossible. Mm-hmm. So as you are telling people to raise their voice to talk to you, it can go from a, hey, Dad, I had a nice day, to Dad, I had a nice day.
That's a good point.
And well, then why are you so mad? Like, what's your problem?
So, like, I asked my wife to repeat herself, and then she does. I'm like, hey, I don't have to be angry about it. What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's spot on.
It's impossible. So let's get – I hope we're getting in before that's happening. But if that's already happening in your relationship, this is a great time for you to bring your spouse down. We're going to do a free hearing evaluation. We're going to test your ability to hear and understand speech and noise. We're going to give you a chance to try the hearing aids for 30 days risk-free. And if you call now and schedule your appointment for that testing, you're going to be put into a drawing for a free set of those hearing aids.
801-438-7058. That's 801-438-7058. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
It's our friend David Locke. Give us your overall gauge on the draft. What type of draft is this?
For all the criticism of AAU, I actually think there's some value to like how these guys have faced elite-level talent since they've been 12 years old. And so I think these guys are more ready. So it does seem like at the bottom of the draft, there actually might be some rotation players.
So with that in mind, what do you think the Jazz do at 30?
If you look at the 30th pick as the best way to make us better sometime in the next 2 or 3 years, then I honestly think using the 30th pick in some manner that allows us to re-sign Mike Conley and have Lex tax pressure is probably the correct way to use the 30th pick rather than drafting it.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing grass, although I am black and grass.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. We're going to announce another selection in our top 60 and 60. I wonder who it may be. By the way, that Olympic update you just heard brought to you by our good friends at David's Vision. The summer LASIK sale continues on. Get $1,000 off. Go to davidsvisionmd.com for more information.
Lloyd, you're just going to give up every selection of the 60 and 60?
Oh, really? Really?
You're just going to throw it out there for every single selection?
Oh, okay. It's actually been nice you not being here because you pretty much ruined them all.
That's not true.
You give way too many hints.
I've missed you.
I could totally see when it's Britton Covey's turn, Lloyd playing a little Fergie.
If Britton Covey's made the list.
Yeah, I don't even think he's on
we
the
won't
list.
Even. I'm not confirming that.
Is he not?
I'm not confirming one way or another.
I hope he made it. Be hard to see him not make it for the eighth consecutive year.
All right.
Would this be his 10th year on the list?
I think, well, we've done it. This is, what, our sixth year, and still somehow he's been on it 10 years in a row.
And still
he
somehow
was on it
the
first year.
Yeah.
And still somehow he could be on it next year.
Yeah. He's only a junior, folks.
Oh, only a junior. Still got plenty of years of eligibility.
Let's get to it. Here's number 27 in our top 60 and 60.
This is the top 60 and 60. As the Zone counts you down to the start of the 2021 college football season.
We're gonna have a good time.
And now, it's time for today's selection. In just 5 games last year, our next selection proved very quickly that he'll be a menace for Pac-12 offenses for a long time. At number 27, from the University of Utah, 6'1", 295-pound offensive tackle, Tennessee Pututau. University of Utah head coach, Kyle Whittingham.
Tennessee Pututau, just a freshman, shows tremendous ability, great quickness, lateral movement. He's very explosive.
This is the Top 60 and 60, presented by Cypress Credit Union and Icon on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Coming in at number 27, Tennessee Pututau from the University of Utah after a strong freshman year where Tennessee only played 5 games. Didn't matter. Tennessee. Made his presence felt in a big way.
I do like that song. I mean, I'm not a big Arrested Development fan, but was that Arrested Development?
That was.
Yeah.
Isn't there a sitcom called
Arrested Development? Yeah. Jason Bateman. It's a good show.
Oh, that's not the same guy that wrote Seinfeld?
No.
What's that one he does?
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Larry David. Okay, I got it. I still thought we were talking about songs there for a second.
Sorry. Arrested Development.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is way better. Arrested Development is still pretty good.
Oh, that's where we are.
Yeah. Lloyd, you did this.
So, Lloyd,
don't you get angry. This is your fault.
You're just going to give up every pick, Lloyd?
No, I won't. I'll do better next time. I apologize.
I mean, at least when I gave the tip for Haute Pututau, I threw everybody off the trail by purposefully saying that it was his brother.
Right, and it did confuse everybody.
When in reality, it was his cousin.
Yes, when we gave out bad information.
Yeah, well, on purpose. I had to throw people off the trail.
Yes.
Lloyd's like, hey, let's play this kid's name right in the song.
Yeah.
Tennessee, I think, is a better player than his older brother or cousin.
Or is he?
But I think Tennessee is going to have a fantastic year. I think he'll be a rotational guy. I don't think he'll my guess is he won't start. I think you've got 2 veteran starters. Tennessee's just going to be coming into his second year. And he could work into the starting role. I just think it's going to be really tough. I think Devin Kaufusi has done everything he's needed to do to be a starter on the interior for the University of Utah.
Wow.
And unless this guy blows things up in camp, that's how I see things going.
By the way, a couple of the selections since you missed the last few days. Solomon Ennis came in at number 30 from Utah. Justin Rice, number 29 from Utah State. And then yesterday we announced Jalen Dixon coming in at number 28.
Those are 3 really good players. Solomon Ennis, probably a little bit too high.
Yeah.
I could have seen him somewhere in the low 30s.
I'd forgotten how, he was out last year, then went and put his name in the transfer portal and then came back. But going back and looking at the first 2 years Jalen Dixon played at Utah, I've forgotten how well and some of the numbers that he had put up. He was the second leading receiver as a redshirt freshman for the University of Utah. back in 18. Mm-hmm. 19, he had nearly 500 yards receiving. So certainly a quality player.
Quality player. Dixon, I think, is fantastic. Great speed. I'm out of those three names, I'm most curious about Rice.
Yeah.
And how much he can help Utah State.
They're going to rely on him in a big way. And last year, led the nation in total tackles for losses, had nearly 20 TFLs in 11 games. Now, his average is a little higher, is ranked him about 14th because some guys played more games or less games than he did. But tremendous player, good nose for the ball. They're fired up to have him. He's going to be the key to their defense.
Have you heard any insight into how they're going to use him?
I've not. And that's going to be interesting to see how that defense flows and what they look like.
Right.
That's a good question.
I'm just wondering if they're going to use him in traditional position set, or they'll try to max out what they believe they may have in him as an athlete and defender and tackler, and try to manipulate some schemes to push flow towards him.
Well, a sure tackler and a guy that has that nose for the ball, I would imagine it would be the latter. I'd be surprised if it's not. I think they will find a way to get him involved as much as they can.
Using D linemen as gap stops to force the water one way.
Yeah.
If he's a sure tackler like that. They did it with David Woodward. David didn't let people down. Tell that stinking...
Those concussions, man.
Still think he'd be playing in the league.
Oh, yeah,
making millions.
Yeah, he had the physical attributes that had him right up there with Fackrell, who's still hanging in there, with the Vigil boys. That are, I think one of them still hanging in the league a little bit. I mean, he was right there with them. And it just... Those concussions, it just breaks your heart that there was so many great opportunities there and they just couldn't take advantage of it because of those, again, those concussions. All right. This segment brought to you by Angora Solutions. From concept to product launch, Angora can help you build a stable revenue stream via your very own Amazon e-commerce platform. Find out now at angora.solutions. Do you have a hard time watching the Olympics a little bit during the day because – you're thinking, all right, you know, Team USA is doing this. And then we were watching this volleyball match. And then Matt comes in and he goes, you know, that finished like last night, right? I'm like, oh, I did not know that. Like, I thought we were watching this live.
I did too. Now, I don't really struggle with that because I'm not keeping track on winners and losers in Olympic play.
Yeah.
That I don't have updates that buzz my phone. And for the most part, I get away with not seeing outcomes before I'm watching replays. The Olympic app on the TV, it's kind of like a Prime Video or Hulu or Disney Channel. If you have a smart TV, I don't know if you have to download it or if it comes with like a subscription, but there's actually an Olympic app that you can click on. And it will take you to a bunch of options that you can watch many different sports through this app.
It's nothing better than when you start describing apps. I love it.
Don't make me feel dumb for trying to describe that.
No, app. No, it's great. It's good information.
But you have you heard of this before?
Yes. Yep.
It's real slick. If you are into Olympic coverage, this does a really good job of giving you options because it's kind of fun. You know, you're looking through it like it's a menu and you're like, well, I'll have a little bit of the surfing. I'll try your beach volleyball and indoor volleyball.
A veritable of Olympic sports.
By the way, throw women's
yes,
surfing.
Yes, I love technology.
On.
But not as much as you see. But I still love
I don't endorse what's going on here.
Always. And forever.
I'm trying to help people. I mean, I think you and I, our job is to inform. Trying to tell people there's an Olympic app that makes it a lot easier to view the things you want to view.
Well, that, you know,
not exactly
in the middle of an event.
A
they're like, all right, we're
specialist. I don't know about you and informing people about technology.
I think you're informing people that are like you. You've discovered something, and if there's people out there that are unaware, you're just helping them out a little bit because there's nothing worse than when you're watching an event that you're into and they're like, you know, Red Eye Bob Costas or whoever jumps in and says, hey, we're going to break away from this match and take you over to men's pickleball.
What?
I don't want to watch this.
Men's pickleball.
Hans is like the man was that discovered Olympic? The wheel. Like literally discovered the wheel.
Can you maybe, look, you're being a little rough on our guy. He just got back.
Man, why are you attacking so much today,
Sorry.
Lloyd?
I haven't attacked that much. You're
really?
Once.
You're really on the attack today. I was excited to tell people about this app that I discovered.
I was excited to learn about it.
Well, now you know. See? And knowing's half the battle.
Thank you, G.I. Joe.
Hey, by the way, there's a new Masters of the Universe series on Netflix.
Is it cartoons?
Yeah.
Or is it people?
It's cartoons.
How is it?
It's pretty good.
Is it going to bring back characters?
Oh, yeah. They killed off Orko in the middle of it, too.
Good.
It's like, hey, yeah.
Yeah, get the ghost out.
I was so happy when he died.
Does it have Battle Cat?
Battle Cat, yeah.
Oh, man. Does it have Ram Man?
I can't remember if I saw Ram Man.
Obviously, you'll have Skeletor and He-Man.
Yeah.
Does it have Merman?
It does have Merman. He caused some problems.
Yeah, Merman's the best. She-Ra?
She-Ra, yeah. Wait a minute. What's who?
Have you seen my He-Man collection?
You still have it?
Yeah.
Really?
You want me to bring it?
No, we're okay. I don't need to see it.
Bring it.
Just take a good picture. That's all I need.
It's awesome. I got everything. I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, the castle of Grayskull? Do you have the castle?
The one that opens up?
I don't. I have Battle Cat. I don't have Castle Grayskull.
Yeah. Oh.
Which, by the way, the guys never fit in. I remember I got my Castle Grayskull.
And the one that folds open?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I put two guys in it, but you're like, this castle is more like a castle for ants.
Nobody goes in there. It's stupid.
I fit two guys in it, and the castle's full. Battle Cat can't even fit in the castle.
Yeah. It's me and Brody, we blew through that pretty quick. I think it was on Sunday we hammered through those episodes. There's only five of them. All right, Hans and Scotty, wrap things up. Get you ready for the big show next right here on the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Been a fun day today. It's good to get the band back together again.
It is. I wish that the Jazz had a top five pick tonight, and I wish that there was more excitement surrounding it. Obviously, we'll all be tuning in to 1280 The Zone, and we'll be tuning in for coverage just in case the Jazz do something crazy, which, as David mentioned, I don't think that there's a lot of assets there to do something too wild and bizarre. But the NBA draft and its selection process and some of the surprises that can come with it.
Yeah.
There's always something.
There is a bit of a local angle tonight. I anticipate in talking to a few people that Namish Keita will get drafted. Might, if there's a team out there that likes him enough, he could end up in the end of the first round, but I would anticipate it'll be somewhere in the second for Nimi. So you will most likely see a local player get selected tonight in the NBA draft.
That's good to hear. Happy for him.
Yeah, good dude. Spent 3 years at Utah State. The way he ended last season was just, I mean, it was remarkable the way he played down the stretch and really put that team on his shoulders and getting to the Mountain West Conference Championship game and earning that at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. So really good player. His problem is he was born about 15 years too late. He'd probably be a mid-round anywhere from 12 to 17 if this was the NBA of 2003 and 2004. But the game's just kind of evolved, and it doesn't necessarily facilitate his style of game. So, but either way, though, elite-level rim protector should have an opportunity in the league, and I anticipate he'll have some opportunities, and his name will get called sometime tonight. All right, that wraps it up for us. Matt's hanging out with us. We're live here at My Hearing Centers, 801-438-7058. That's 801-438-7058. And 20 offices pretty much all up and down the Wasatch Front here, man.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we've been serving the community since 2011. So it's been a great ride. We've actually been able to expand outside of Utah. We've got some offices in Idaho and Wyoming as well. So if you can hear us in those areas,
yeah,
pick us up. And
that's
you
awesome.
Want to see us there, you're welcome to come in as well. But all you need to do is give us a call, schedule a free hearing evaluation. We're trying to test people. We want to make sure that they understand their hearing loss. They understand the complications that can happen if they don't treat their hearing loss. But more fun and more importantly, we've got a brand new set of hearing aids. It's the Signia AX. They're full Bluetooth enabled. Connect right to your smartphone or your tablet. You can stream videos. You can take phone calls. You can listen to your podcast all right into your hearing aids. Best devices you'll ever have, listening device you'll ever have, because it's also going to correct your hearing. And you get to try it risk-free for 30 days if you qualify.
801-438-7058. Make that phone call right now. And again, 30 days to try it out, and you're giving away a free set to the first 30 people that call and set up a consultation. And if you try it for 30 days, they'll give you you're handing out gift cards to Home Depot, too.
Gift card to Home Depot. Take care of your hearing. Take care of your house. Take care of your spouse.
Yeah. But, you know, one thing before we let you go, Matt, and I think it's really important, the people's overall health and can be really affected by hearing. We're not just, I mean, relationships are obviously important and your marriages and your conversations, but you dropped a stat about, 91%?
Yeah, this is just on the 22nd, I believe. Yeah, the study was released on the 21st, then the article on the 22nd, but a study by the University of Oxford found that a person that has poor speech in noise hearing, as they define it, poor hearing in noisy situations, has a 91% increased risk of developing dementia compared to those with normal hearing.
Oh, there you go. That's reason enough right there. 801-438-7058. Call that number right now, 801-438-7058. Back with you tomorrow. We'll talk a lot of NBA draft on tomorrow's show. It's all right here on the Zone Sports Network.